Shmir Salashim, the Chavetz Chaim, Shar Zechira, Perek Zayin, Shin number 52. The Zayah continues and says, Reb Chiya Omar, Reb Chiya tells us, the great Reb Chiya, that anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, all of the limbs of his body become impure. And it's appropriate for such a person like this to be like, set aside, put aside. I'm not going to read the words in Aramaic here. He explains because the Lashon Hara, the evil words that this person spoke, go straight to Hashem. No traffic. All the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. And what they do is, they arouse the Ruach Ra, this evil spirit of impurity. And as we know, that impurity, the Tumah, is attracting this more impurity. Birds of a feather flock together. So the person is being metame himself. He's bringing this spiritual schmutz, filth and dirt into his body. And the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Odo metame atzmai milamato, a person who's metame himself, he makes himself spiritually filthy down here, up in Shemayim, the mirror image, reflection of what a person does down here, he becomes now affected up there in Shemayim as well. With the words that he spoke down here, he awakens, he arouses the impure above in Shemayim as well. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, the Zohar Kodesh, Va'atamu Pashut. And the reason for this, that the Lashon Hara affects the entire being of the person, is Pashut, is obvious. Ki eina dibra inyan prati ba'odam. What the Chavetz Chaim is addressing is like saying like this. Normally, when a person doesn't have aver, that aver should be affected. That one aver, that one body part. So let the pet, the mouth, only the mouth be affected. Why the whole entire body? Explains the Chavetz Chaim, ki imu beklal ha'odum u'shlei musoi, because the speech is klal ha'odum u'shlei musoi. It defines the entire person and makes him whole. As what's the difference between a human and an animal? Is ruach mimalo, it's this ability to speak. L'chein b'hishol moi al yedei eisek ha'toyro, Yisuknu kol eivarov. And that's when the person learns Torah, he perfects himself. Talmud Torah is connected kulam. It's the greatest mitzvah. It's not just the mouth, but it's the whole entire body also. It's being affected in a positive way. Ki mashalem ruach hakadusha lach yoysen lekaimam bezevaba. The person who's learning Torah is elevating himself here and for the next world as well. All and every aspect of his body. As the Gemara in Eirin says, on Daf Nun Dalit Amud Alif, Chosh B'Roishoy, person has a chosh, a headache, pain in his head, what should he do? Okay, take the Advil also. What should he do? Yasek B'Torah. The Gemara doesn't say Advil, I just added it. Yasek B'Torah. He should involve himself in Limud Torah, as the Gemara says. Chosh b'groinoi, there's pain in his throat, yasek b'toira. Chosh b'chol gufoi, says the Gemara, this pain is in the whole entire body, yasek b'toira. U'lechol b'sor marpe. So we see that the Torah is the antidote, is the cure for the pain for the whole entire body. U'lehe b'chas Hashem. Why? Because it's the mouth. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is bringing out over here. It's the mouth that is affecting in the positive sense, the whole entire body. Well, lehepich, chas hashem, the other way around, unfortunately, in the negative sense. When the person is speaking diburim asurim, forbidden speech, and he ruins and contaminates all of his avarim, all the limbs of his body. And each and every single limb are suffering spiritually because of this lashon hara. Not just the mouth, but the whole entire body. What benefit is there to such a person that uses his mouth incorrectly, is poisoning himself and affecting and attacking others in such a negative way? This is the question the Chafetz Chaim asks. Mr. Shem will continue with this topic. Yeah.